The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe below for more ghoulish tales. Throughout the days, we take out our two dogs outside of their kennels so they can get out of the house for a while and run and play and such. These are not small dogs. One is a black lab husky mix, and the other one is full-blooded Staffordshire Terrier, better known as a pit bull. Their kennels are placed at the edge of the yard near the woods. These woods are big, large enough to take a day to go hiking through them. Lately, when it gets dark, the dogs seem on edge. They will bark and whine towards the house to come in. At first, I figured they just wanted to get into the house, but now I'm thinking they're actually scared. 3 nights ago, when I went to go get them, it was already dark, but we had a security light, so it wasn't pitch black or anything. I got to the front of the first kennel and noticed both dogs were being quiet. They always bark at me excitedly when I go get them, but they were dead silent. This weirded me out a little, but not to the point of being scared. I will admit that there was a certain uneasiness in the air, though. Something I can't explain, but it sort of felt electric, like I was about to be shocked. The longer I was there, the more uneasy I felt. I started getting the first dog, the lab, out and heard a heavy snap in the woods near the kennels. I froze. The dogs froze. By this time, I was so on edge that if someone had spoken, I would have jumped, screamed, and possibly ran. The creepy feeling in the air just kept getting thicker. The lab had her bushy tail stuffed underneath her and was whining. This didn't make me feel any better. The pit bull was as far away from the woods as she could get, whimpering for me to come get her. I could only take one dog in at a time because they get too excited and will sometimes try to fight. I try to avoid this at all costs. I felt so bad leaving the pity there by herself, but I had to do it. As I walked away, she barked this high-pitched whining type of bark at me that I had never heard from her before. The lab couldn't get to the house quick enough. I went back for the other one and dreaded every step as her door is right at the base of the woods. I would have to turn my back to the woods to open her door to get her out. The air felt heavy and stale, with an unpleasant smell, like a dead skunk as I approached the kennel. Another snap, and I was about ready to run for it. But I didn't want to leave my dog, who had her head down defensively facing the woods. I could barely make it. To be honest, it felt like trying to walk through water. I was terrified by the time I reached the door. I heard heavy breathing behind me as I got my dog out. She was so scared too, but started growling behind me. I was frozen in place. The breathing continued for a minute before I heard steps starting coming towards us. We both took off at the same time. A terrifying scream came out of the base of the woods. I didn't dare look back. I just ran. My pity pulled me all the way back to the house. I got in, flipped off all the lights, and stared out of the window at the woods. I could see something moving slightly, but just out of the light. It moved back and forth for about 5 minutes, then disappeared. It took me forever to fall asleep that night because I was so scared that every little noise freaked me out. The next night, I went to go get the dogs earlier, right around dusk. I thought all was good until I was getting my pity out. A huge snapping sound, like a tree branch had just been snapped in half, rang out. It sounded pretty far away, so I just hurried to get my dog out and we started heading towards the house. Now, every night since then, I hear sounds coming from out of the woods, like branches breaking and being thrown around, knocking on trees, and roaring. I am absolutely terrified. I no longer even take my dogs down. I just take them for walks during the day and make sure we are all in before dusk. I don't know what to do. I'm thinking about buying a gun, but I'm not sure it will help. Wow, would you look at that moon? It's humongous. It's beautiful. This is the largest moon I have ever seen in my entire life. It's like a giant bright pancake just staring at me in the sky. I made a sigh of relief as I downed a little bit more beer from my bottle. The fire was nice and bright and quite warm. It was just me and nature. Just a little getaway for some peace and quiet and a little bit of me time. I had just finishing up some barbecue that was on the grill over the fire earlier. My tent had been set up, and everything was in its proper place, and it was pitch black outside with not a cloud in the sky. The stars were exceptionally bright tonight, and the moon, like I said earlier, was extremely huge. Gigantic even, much bigger than you normally see the moon at night. There must have been something special about tonight. I don't know, but it definitely was stunning. The goal was to enjoy two peaceful nights out in the wilderness. But unfortunately, that did not happen. Shortly after I finished my beer, I started hearing these weird, odd noises surrounding me in the woods. Shortly after the what sounded like snapping of vines and twigs and God knows what, I started hearing and feeling the vibrations of what was like footsteps of something, something big, something close. Suddenly, my heart started pounding in my chest. I felt the urge of, well, I had to go, but I was almost afraid to. I just sat there in my lawn chair, debating, do I go in the woods and go pee? Or do I go inside my tent and try to find a weapon of some sort? Because whatever it was big, and it was definitely abnormal. It's nothing I've ever come across before, and I've camped out here plenty of times on my own. But this was different. Quite different. I just couldn't handle it anymore. I grabbed my flashlight and ran over to the nearest brush. Yeah. After I was finished doing my business, that's when I heard the most horrifying noise I have ever heard in my life. I have no idea what that was. It wasn't a bear. It wasn't a wolf. It wasn't anything I've ever heard of before. I swear, Whatever was making that noise scared the bejeebies out of me. The hair on the back of my neck stood up at attention. Staying close to the fire, I shined my flashlight all around, trying to see if whatever it was an eye's distance. At first, I saw nothing. Nothing but darkness and trees. Then the heavy footstep vibrations followed. Now I knew for certain that whatever that was definitely getting closer. The question was, how close? And from what direction? I took a few steps away from the fire. I swore I saw something. But I wasn't quite sure. I walked about 5 feet in the direction of what I thought I saw was a silhouette of a human. Someone a little bit taller than me, but I wasn't sure at first. The silhouette was definitely human-like, but much larger than I was once I got a little bit closer. Mind you, I wasn't that ballsy. I didn't get right next to the thing. I just wanted to get closer to see if my eyes were either playing tricks on me or there was something actually there watching me in the distance. I was completely terrified. I didn't know to proceed and walk forth or to run like hell back to my car. I slowly started to backtrack in the direction of the fire again. For some reason, I felt safer near the fire.
If there's somebody out there, you could just leave me alone, okay? The joke's over. I can see you out there. Just leave, okay? I just want some peace and quiet. Don't make me call the cops.
Even though I was trying to use my tough guy voice, it still came out like a pansy. Because realistically, I was scared. Something deep down inside me told me that that wasn't a person that was watching me. And after I was walking back in the fire's direction, a large log flew past me, almost hitting me in the face, landing in my fire pit. Sparks of fire and chunks of burnt wood just flew all over the place. The embers were shooting in all directions. At first, I didn't know what the hell it was, but when I looked down, I saw the huge log. I knew that something had thrown that at me. Luckily, it missed. If that thing would have hit me in the head, I would probably not be here telling this story. That was enough for me. I ran to my tent and grabbed my wallet and my keys and I hightailed it back to my car. I got inside, put it in reverse, and squealed out of there. Whatever that was, definitely did not like my presence. Nor I to it. As I was racing down the dirt road, I took a glance in my rearview mirror, and I caught a glimpse at it. This thing was at least 7 feet tall. Its body was full of dark brown hair. It looked like a man, but it also looked like a gorilla. It's almost like Mighty Joe Young, that old school movie from back in the days. That's the best explanation I could give you. I live in Northern Washington, not DC, the real Washington, on the northwest corner of the country. I was hiking with my cousin. It's just something that we like to do pretty much on every other weekend when we have free time to spend with each other outside of our family life. You could say that we live in a small town in the boondocks. But still, we're within driving distance to a decent-sized city, of course, for work purposes. But outside of work, we enjoyed being away from everybody, pretty much. We always had the bare necessities with us. A couple of knives for protection, if needed. Snacks, beef jerky, plenty of water, you know, the basics. This hiking trail that we were on was one that we haven't been on before. There's a lot of different paths and different directions that you could take out here. I mean, Washington is pretty big and is very rural in certain areas. This particular path was something that branched off of a normal path that we're used to taking on a regular basis. But the curiosity got the best of us. So we actually told ourselves the last time we were out here that we're going to take this path one day. And we decided to do it today. A new adventure, just like when we were kids. It sounded great. But it was the worst decision we ever made. For one thing, we had no idea how long this trail was. Where did it go? And what was the dangers? It wasn't even on the map at the beginning of the trails. This thing, technically, didn't exist. This concerned my cousin, yet in return gave me a giant man boner. I live for this kind of stuff, especially when I have someone to share it with, at least. So, about 2 miles in, we were really enjoying our hike. We had no idea how deep it really went, but at the moment, we really didn't care. The scenery was just gorgeous. We saw little animals running around, crazy-looking boulders with smaller boulders on top of them like some type of art piece. But nothing was more stimulating than seeing the what looked like cave at the bottom of the mountain in front of us. We kind of had to stop in our tracks. Whoa, that's a real cave. I've never even been inside a real cave before. I've just seen it on YouTube and stuff. Do we even have any torches or lighters or anything that we could even use? I asked my cousin. He replied with his cell phone shaking in his hand. Ah, of course. Good old technology, I replied. And we slowly approached the opening. As we slowly walked inside the entrance, we started noticing how humid it was inside, almost damp in the air, which is complete opposite to how it felt outside. I don't know if it was just the moisture from a previous night's rain from up above on the mountaintop, but it was definitely completely off. The hard dirt turned into hard stone and pebbles beneath us. The creepy sounds of dripping water surrounded us. That's when we heard it. It sounded like someone screaming or roaring. As we proceeded deeper into the cave, we noticed that there was bones all over the place. Then we saw what looked like a pile of skulls placed all together. At first, they all looked like deer skulls. Then we saw some coyote skulls. That was when we saw the human skulls. There was human skulls in that pile. We stopped in our tracks as we heard the noise once again. Crouching down behind a boulder on the side, we noticed there was a light out in front of us. Someone or something was here with us inside this cave. As we stayed crouched behind that boulder, my cousin reached around and pulled his backpack out from behind him. He started digging around and pulled out a pistol.
Whoa, when did you get a gun?
I've had it. I just never had a reason to use it. But I want to see what the hell this thing is, he replied.
I grabbed a nearby bone that had been broken off at the tip, which made some sort of a sharp point. We both stood back up and slowly started walking towards the direction of where the light was in front of us. By now, we both had to turn off our flashlights from our cell phones as we were getting too close. And let me tell you, walking in the dark before your eyes can truly have a chance to adjust was just hard. I swear I was about to trip on everything. The closer we got to the light, the more the anxiety started to kick in, and I felt like I had the shit. I swear my stomach was killing me. I was so nervous.
Ah, crap! Dude, get down, it's bats! He said.
We both took cover and just waited. After what felt like hours, We were just about to stand back up and continue our walk towards the light, when something large came from out front of it. We stood there in hiding in total shock. I swear, I stopped breathing, which felt like minutes. This thing was huge, at least 6.5, maybe 7 feet tall. I couldn't really tell, as it was still kind of dark. It stood like a man. Hell, if we were a little farther away, I probably would have screamed out, "Hello," or "Hey, do you need some help?" because it had the shape of a man. But we were kind of within eye's distance, and we knew that this was no man. This creature was huge. Its entire body was covered in thick, dark fur. Its head and its face resembled those of a gorilla. Yet, it still had some human characteristics mixed together with it. It's kind of hard to explain, but it definitely was a Bigfoot, or a Sasquatch, whatever you prefer to call it. I couldn't believe my eyes. I didn't think these things were real. I thought they were just myths. Oh my god, I can't believe what we're looking at. I signaled to my cousin that we need to get the hell out of here. We're probably in its house. He wanted to take a picture, and I grabbed his phone. I said, "No! Don't you dare! Let's go!" We slowly started to back away, little by little, trying not to be noticed whatsoever. We were walking backwards, periodically checking behind us to make sure that we don't fall or trip or run into something that would give up our presence. And that's exactly what ended up happening. We had probably walked backwards for at least 40 feet. And I thought, hell, maybe we'll actually make it out of this cave back onto the trail and hightail it out of here back to his truck. But of course not. That would just be too simple. I tripped on some large rock and I fell hard on my ass, making all kinds of shit noise. The creature turned his head in our direction and stood up straight, growling and screaming at the top of his lungs as he started running in our direction. As he ran towards us, he was beating his chest like he was King Kong himself. Every step he took shook the floor. Thank God my cousin raised his pistol, aimed at the beast, and shot twice at it. The beast hunched over, screamed, and turned around and ran back towards the direction of the light in the distance. That was just what we needed to make our escape. We hightailed it out of that cave back onto the trail and ran back to our truck as fast as possible. I don't think I ever ran so fast in my entire life, especially for over 2 miles. I'm out of shape. That was the whole point of going on hikes. But my adrenaline was on full max. But there was no stopping me nor my cousin. We had to get out of there. Luckily for us, the beast never pursued us outside. Once we got to our truck and drove off, we never went there to go hiking ever again. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the 3 Bigfoot encounter stories tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share it with your friends. Spread me like butter. Because everything just is better with butter. Have a good night.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big money at Menards.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.